Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Shpeen. This week's episode will be about the waiver wire, so I'll go through our rankings, which release every Tuesday via article on wolfsports.com, and discuss the top 10. For the most part this season, I feel like the waiver wire has been pretty light, but this week that's different. A few guys that should already be rostered are available in quite a few leagues, so I'll hit on the top 10 and provide my thoughts. Again, these are overall rankings, can be found on wolfsports.com. And in the top spot, this is pretty obvious, coming off 206 rushing yards last week, but Rico Dowdle, he's certainly one of the options that should already be rostered, but if somehow he wasn't last week, we have him as a better rest of season option than Chuba Hubbard. Dowdle was already handling the goal line work, and he definitely earned a bigger share of the pie, even when Hubbard's healthy. This week, he'll take on the Cowboys, who didn't re-sign him in the offseason, and he said to buckle up ahead of the matchup. So he's arguably a top 15 option if Hubbard's out, and the Panthers showed last week, even down 17-0, they'll stay committed to the run, so Dowdle should be a high-end RB2 in week 6. At number 2, we have Romeo Doubs. I don't know how a number 1 receiver on one of the league's better offenses, coming off a 3-touchdown game, is still owned in less than 60% of leagues, and that's the cutoff for this article every week, under 60% ownership on ESPN.com. But make sure to grab him if he's now available for you. This time last year, Doubs was suspended for skipping practice, essentially went AWOL from the team, but now there's talk of him receiving an extension, so all concerns have been erased. He has an extremely valuable role in scoring territory, is a good bet for 10-plus scores this year, so Doubs is a weekly flex who will have wide receiver 2 value in plus matchups, especially with bye weeks kicking in. At number 3, we have Darren Waller. He's still seeing limited snaps coming out of retirement, but he did double his playing time from his team debut at 27.6% of the snaps to 58.2% of the snaps last week. He had 5 receptions for 78 yards and a touchdown after 2 scores in week 4. Health is a concern here, but if he stays healthy, he looks like a legitimate tight end 1 and has already had a couple of throwback performances. So after Miami got away from him, I think he was held without a catch over the last 40 minutes last week. Look for him to be re-involved this week as a definite tight end 1 versus the Chargers. At number 4 and 5, we have a couple of running backs, Tyrone Tracy Jr. and Brian Robinson Jr. For Tracy, Cam Scadboo's handled monster touch totals and has 90-plus yards in both games without Tracy healthy, but there should be plenty of touches to go around for a run-heavy New York team, and ideally we'll see Tracy more involved as a pass catcher, so I think there's standalone flex value here for him, and the way Scadboo runs could lead to an injury at some point, so Tracy could certainly get back to RB2 value moving forward. For Robinson, the game plan will be built around Christian McCaffrey and leave limited touches for him, but he has seen at least 5 carries in 4 or 5 games so far, but it's the handcuff appeal that continues to make him a top option for us on the waiver wire. He could be a legitimate RB1 if McCaffrey ever misses time, so Robinson needs to be added if he's still out there for you. At number 6, Isaiah Likely. 2 quiet games to begin the season, and now Lamar Jackson is obviously out, but the talent still makes him an investment worth making, and the Ravens have a bye in week 7 and seem likely to be without Jackson again this week, so keep in mind that you might need some patience here, but likely someone that could pay off down the stretch. At number 7, we have Joe Mixon, and the foot ankle injury for him remains a complete mystery. Today, GM Nick Caserio said there's a chance he doesn't play this season, but you won't find a more talented player on the waiver wire, and Houston fighting their way back into contention might increase the likelihood of him playing rather than being completely shut down if it were a lost season. So especially if you can stash him on IR, I'd want to acquire Mixon as the ultimate lottery ticket. At number 8, Evan Ingram. Sunday was a tough draw for him, but he still had 4 receptions for 33 yards and what ended up being the game-winning touchdown. And now he'll get a great matchup this week versus the Jets in London, so Ingram could be a top 10 play for week 6. At number 9, Harold Fannin Jr. Similar to Likely, the talent alone here makes him worth rostering, and he's already seeing weekly involvement with 21 receptions through 5 games. And in addition to that, the upside could be completely unlocked if the Browns were to trade David Njoku, which would seem to be a possibility at 1-4. And I guess really that could have been mentioned for Likely as well. I would think there's a chance Mark Andrews is on the move, but for Fannin, he'd be a tight end 1 most likely if Njoku were to be traded, and still carries a weekly appeal regardless. And then at number 10, Hollywood Brown. The Chiefs will get Rashee Rice back after this week, but Brown has been solid, had a couple of tough catches last night. He had 10 receptions for 99 yards in the opener. He had 38 yards and a score in week 4. So considering the durability concerns for Xavier Worthy, Brown even carries some rare handcuff appeal for wide receiver, and I would think he'll connect on a downfield shot at some point, so Hollywood is someone that should be rostered. So again, the waiver wire looks a bit better this week after not being too exciting to begin the season. Things will change based on your roster construction. Maybe you need a tight end and would move Waller up a spot. Maybe you already have a ton of risk on the roster and Mixon might not be worth the investment, but definite values to be had, and it could be a good move to look ahead. But if the waiver wire isn't much use to you right now, We have our full rankings, both weekly and rest of season, on wolfsports.com. And if you're a Fantasy Consigliere member, feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. Until next time, I'm Dylan Chapin, and this was the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast.